Welcome to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast, where we facilitate the motto, Ask, Learn, Do More. Our host is Jonathan Lennon, author of Effective Technology and Ministry, a practical guide, and founder of the Church Tech Club. From time to time, Jonathan is joined by exciting co-hosts, product specialists, plain old product users, and special guests to answer questions you have asked, share pro ministry tech developments, and offer inspiration that promotes reaching, growing, and serving people via intentional tech inclusive strategy.
Okay, welcome to the show today. This is episode 3 of season 1, and today this is the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. We're going to be talking today about something that's very, very interesting, and that is some, and I said some, free technology support for churches and nonprofits. And to talk about some of these services and how you can build upon that free stuff to be even more effective, because, right, you're going to have to eventually pay for something, right? But once you do, you're going to be able to be more effective in ministry. And we're excited to have with us today Zachary Norris. And I think we can go by Zach, if that's okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Zach is the owner of Lamb Telecom. And we want to welcome you to the show, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Excited to be here. Yeah. Awesome opportunity.
Yeah, we met at the CITN 2024 conference, and it was amazing. There were lots of vendors there, and you were one of the vendors that stood out. And so we were hoping that we could get you on the show. We didn't know if we could get someone of such great caliber, but we're glad to have you today.
I'm flattered, man. Thank you.
We're glad to have you. So we kind of got, as we were getting ready for the show, I sent Zach a note. He sent me some email, and I saw something in it that kind of is an inside joke for us now, and especially with the name Lamb in his company, with, you know, the Lamb and the Lamb of God and all the great stuff about the Lamb, right? And yep. The company has been, he says, under the same management for over 2,000 years. And I just love that phrase. So he said it wasn't copyrighted or trademarked or anything. So I may use that later on, Zach.
Yeah. And it wasn't even mine to begin with. Actually, one of our clients had it, which was amazing. And I loved what they had in their email signature. I had to take it myself. It was incredible. So right. we definitely like using that one.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, great. So we're going to start off in a little weird way here. And first of all, I want everyone in the audience to give it up for Lamb Telecom.
I've got a big audience today.
You can see some of the things here that is being offered by Lamb Telecom. They have a great website. I love this logo of the Lamb that they have. And they had this like paper mache of it at the conference. But if you go to their website, you'll see more. We'll talk more about their website later and some of the services. We'll let Zach give us that detail. You can see here their motto, Let's Keep IT Simple, or Let's Keep It Simple, which is really, really aligned with something that the Church Tech Club seeks to share with everyone that participates in what we're doing. So I do have like a personal list I built of things that, the great services that you offer, Zach, at your company. And the company, by the way, is based in Colorado. You can see some of that on the website that I just showed you. But we're going to let Zach tell us more about their free and paid services and their motto, Let's Keep It Simple, in just a second. So I want you to hang on. He is going to be coming to us in a minute. And but before that, we want to hear a quick word from one of our sponsors.
Does your church or ministry have tech questions about a specific product, the right product to choose, or just want to see what others are doing with technology in their ministries? There's a club for that. The Church Tech Club is a community portal where you can collaborate in an ad-free social feed, self-paced learn via video lessons, and discover practical ways to effectively use technology for enhancing your ministry outcomes. Learn more and sign up for free or paid tiers today at thechurchtechclub.com.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a simple kind of personal question here today, just to break the ice a little bit, and this is going to sound a little weird, but I think it's a good question.
Let's do it.
So, Zach, what's your favorite color, and does that have anything to do with why you do what you do today? What's your favorite color?
Man, my favorite color is definitely green, and it has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm doing today. You could say, let's tie it in here. We could tie it in maybe in a little bit of a way. I wanted to work in finance, and I couldn't get a job in finance to save my life when I was younger. And you think about finance, you think about money, green, right?
Right.
So maybe it kind of ties in, but I somehow just got put into this rigmarole of things that pushed me into an IT career, and here we are today. So that's the biggest stretch I could probably connect the two of them with.
Okay, I don't know. It's funny you say green because, well, it's not the answer I expected. And I'm going to tell you what I expected in a second. But green actually is my favorite. Green is actually my favorite color. And I don't really know why, actually. But I used it on a lot of different things I did over time. So I think that's why I call it my favorite color.
That's awesome.
Well, I thought you were going to say, because the name of your company is LAM Technology, I said he's going to either say red for like the blood of Jesus kind of thing, or he's going to say white because the lamb is white, you know, whatever. But that's okay. Good deal. It's good to know something kind of personal about you. So let's go a little deeper. So let's just look back at where you've come from and how you've come along to be where you are today. What would you say is sort of a big failure of yours? And I'm asking for a specific reason for our audience today, because I want to know what you learned from that experience that might help our club members. Something that you may say, hey, this is something simple that I learned in my life. It might help you out as you're trying to build technology into your ministry.
Yeah, I could think of plenty of failures, man. I got a whole list of them that we could pick from. But I think to keep with kind of the theme of the show here, quite frankly, I would say one that comes to mind was just not setting great expectations with the client and not being clear with them. We had a situation about, I don't know, it's about a year ago, give or take, where we were porting a few numbers over from an old carrier to a new carrier for a phone service. And I did not make it clear enough to the client that we need to be very careful not to cancel the other service until those numbers have officially been ported and are actually in the system. So unfortunately, what had happened is we went through this whole entire situation where we were trying to scramble to find the numbers. And usually, as I'm sure you're aware, with most services like that, if you port and you cancel at the same time, you will lose the numbers. They disappear into the ether. And so, unfortunately, it took about a month, but by the grace of God, we were actually able to find the numbers. And I really do only give that to God, because there's no way those numbers should have been found. And they came right in, we got it all squared out, and the system was put back in place. But took a lot of extra effort on my part for a mistake of not setting clear expectations. And I know that a lot of IT professionals across the board, especially in this ministry space, could probably see that that is a pretty important thing to do. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you know, to all our listeners out there, don't forget, when you get ready to, you can help us out a little bit too. Don't let us ever forget that, because we definitely want the transition to be smooth when you're moving from one system to another. And that is something that actually happens quite a bit nowadays as churches are starting to take on tech. They have to, especially when they're trying to integrate new things, you know. So Very good, very good. I know that I could probably name a whole lot myself, but that is definitely something I would not want to have to go through.
Not fun.
Especially if you have to recreate the data, right? So very cool.
Quite the nightmare.
Yes, yes. All right, so let's move on. I wanted to talk a little bit from an industry perspective, and we're going to do a little bit more of a deep dive. And I wanted to know a little bit more about you, Zach, LAM Telecom, and see if you can share some of the products that you offer and their benefits.
Yeah, definitely. I think the easiest way to kind of describe what we do as a whole at LAM Telecom is we effectively are what you might see with a general contractor building a house. We do the same thing for IT. So a general contractor will bring in someone who does the granite countertops, the flooring, the walls, get the drywall up, and then the roof gets put on, and then the house gets built, right? So you've got that kind of situation. We'll do the exact same thing, but for IT. So we'll bring in the guy who does the phones, the internet, the cybersecurity backups, disaster recovery, security cameras. We've actually started kind of dabbling in energy brokerage as well. That's a new space that we've been looking at, which has been interesting. We could touch on that today maybe. But really taking all of those things into account to build the IT house, the metaphorical IT house. So we're effectively building that IT infrastructure through the use of several of our partnering organizations that we work with. So we've grown to have, what is it? It's probably near 300 partners now at this point for different technologies across those different verticals that I mentioned before. And really our goal as a whole is to glorify God with all of this. We are really trying to say, hey, God is a creator. We want to show that creation and really do what we can to bear witness to that by creating a, you know, ministry IT system, for example. And so it's a real blessing for us to be able to do that. And oftentimes we end up saving a lot of money too. So we, you know, save 10, 20, 30, 40 plus percent on some of the IT expenses for the same exact thing or better, which is always fun. So,
yeah. So those partnerships probably make it much easier to service a lot different type of clientele, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. We work with all sorts of different organizations. It's churches as well as, you know, corporate businesses and whatnot. Got a client with approximately 8,500 employees in their U.S. branch. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a church plant that we just started. And they're technically a customer of mine that I'm helping out for free. So.
Wow. Yeah. Church plants are definitely a good place to establish a good strategy for a tech throughout the ministry.
Yeah.
And, that's good. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. So from
It's very exciting.
So Zach, from your vantage point in your role right now, what's one of the biggest tech challenges that you see churches facing today? You know, and how can LAM Telecom help them to meet the challenge that they might be having or the challenges that they might be having?
Yeah. I would say it's 100% budget. Out of anything, the biggest tech challenge is truly the budget. It's finding the money because, of course, as a ministry, you want to steward your funds well because they're not yours in the first place. They are God's.
That's right.
And so if you're really doing a proper stewardship, that's a huge calling that you have, is to spend this money properly and to do it in a way that glorifies the Lord. And so in this case, you know, with budget, a lot of churches just, they don't have all of that money to put towards the big corporate systems and whatnot. And so one of the ways that we help combat that, of course, is that kind of like I mentioned before with saving money, we'll come in and usually we're able to save on some of the more commoditized services, phones and internet, for example.
Right.
Oftentimes there's some crazy deals that we can find for, again, same thing or better. And we can use those funds to support other parts of the technology ministry. So for example, cybersecurity, where a lot of churches are lacking. So they're really missing the ball on that one because it's, you know, the executive pastor might see it as something that might be a little bit more of a cost center rather than actually a strategic advantage. Because when you look at it on paper, you know, that money seems like a lot. And really, most businesses, not just ministries, businesses see it as a cost center. they don't actually see it as a strategic advantage in several cases.
Right.
So we're able to say, let's say, you know, you're paying $1,000 a month for internet and $300, $250 for phones. Let's do even numbers here, $250 for phones.
Okay.
Maybe we save in total $500 out of both of those. You can throw that towards some sort of cybersecurity solution, whatever it may be, whether it's backup, storage, or even, you know, some sort of EDR solution, anything. Taking that money and reallocating it to keep the congregation, the staff, and the church safe.
Right. Awesome. Wow. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. I mean, I can see that now. You've got to realize that, you know, it's going to cost something, but at the same time, you can actually save money by, you know, just reallocating some things or changing some things that you do so that, you know, you spend less money on that, and the money that you need to spend in the tech that can maybe make things more effective, more, you know, more creative, you know, or whatever.
Totally.
So that's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I can see that actually being something that people would really need. Somebody to say, hey, here are some things that you need to do, and we can help you to do these things. Let's look at what you have. Let's bring your costs down maybe in some areas. Let's maybe eliminate some things or whatever it takes, you know. So I guess you guys also are kind of helping with that strategy planning. You're kind of helping them to kind of strategize after looking at everything they have. Is that kind of how you're doing it?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's where our, I guess, free service comes in, is we're really doing this as a ministry. Most firms will charge somewhere between $100 and $200 an hour. Mm-hmm. We do charge $200 an hour for businesses, but for the ministries and nonprofits and whatnot, we'll come in, and we do believe that that's our Christ-driven mission, is to give back in that case. And so really, when we're taking a look at that, it can be several hours of investigation and negotiation and all sorts of different, you know, pieces
right.
to this. And we'll check fiber maps. We'll verify with, you know, as many providers are in the area. So if you're in an inner city area, you're probably going to have maybe 6 or 7 different internet providers we can check with. So things get pretty fun when you get to take a look at all of the options across the board there. And there's a significant investment of time that goes into creating those partnerships too, where you've got a trust built with those providers for them to offer a discount if it ends up being a ministry, or for them to work with you and understand what a ministry needs. We've done this kind of work for several dozen churches at this point. And so because of that, we kind of just understand how it works. And now our partners are starting to understand how that works too. So we
right.
can really pass off an opportunity to them and say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. And they'll work with us and kind of already know the drill, which is really good. And so there's a lot of time that goes into building those relationships too. So there's a lot of value that comes to this.
I love that.
And one I can just think of right here, even for a smaller organization, we've worked with several large churches, upwards of 10 campuses, but for some of the smaller churches too, there was one just out east of where I live, and we started talking with them. It was a referral from a friend of ours, and it just so happens that they're overpaying on phones and internet, right? Simple stuff. And they need some sort of a cybersecurity solution. On the phones and internet, we found about $150 a month of savings. It's not a lot, but for a small church and a ministry, that's a lot of money. That adds up. That really does. And you think about most contracts being 36 months. I mean, you're thinking, what is that, about $5,000 in savings over the next 3 years? What can a ministry do with $5,000? I mean, the possibilities are endless. When it's God's money, that multiplies beyond what you could ever comprehend. And so keeping that money in the kingdom is really the goal here. And so that's the really fun part about this.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. Man, we need this. We've got to know that God will provide. He will give us what we need if we just take the steps to get started.
Oh, yeah.
He shows how to do it. So very good.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, well, we're going to dive a little bit deeper in just a second.
Sure.
I'm going to just do one more quick, pay some more bills, and then we're going to come right back and wrap things up.
Great.
Now,
need to take advantage of technology for your church or ministry, but just don't feel comfortable with all of the techie terminology, or just don't know where to start? Maybe you're wondering how tech and church can be merged for the good of your specific vision. Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, was written to clarify and simplify how tech can be applied to all areas of ministry to God's glory. Order copies for your church leaders and tech teams today at effectivetechnologyinministry.com.
Okay, so we're still discussing today with Zach Norris of Lamb Telecom. He is giving us some great information about what Lamb Telecom brings to the table and how it's all about ministry. It's all about really helping people to get where God wants them to be with some help from technology. Is that all right? Hey, why not use tech if it can help us to do a little bit more? We know that God's really doing it all, right? So the tech is just there to give a boost, and I believe God loves it when we take advantage of the things that he gives us for his kingdom. So far, this has just been off the chain. I've already been blessed more than I thought I'd be by some things you said. So I want to dig a little deeper. You mentioned something just now about energy brokerage. I don't know if it's the same thing I'm thinking about. I know that when I was on a panel recently, I was talking, it was at a large church organization, and we were sharing some things about tech, and a lot of the people kind of gasped in the audience when I mentioned that even their AC units in their churches could be a part of tech that they needed to think about, because they could save money based on the systems they were using and so forth. Now, I don't know if that's what you were talking about, but I'm interested, and I want to know how energy brokerage, brokering is important, maybe for people to kind of think about, just so that they can get this little extra tidbit of information.
Yeah, definitely. So this is totally new to me, admittedly. So I'm going to tell you what I can. And I think the rest would just be up to speaking to a couple of our partners. We can get them involved on a call. They're really the experts in how this works. But from what we're doing right now, to your point, it really is like it could go down to the AC unit that, you know, is involved in technology. You might have some sort of device that can monitor the temperature to, you know, save those extra dollars on the heating and cooling of the place. But in particular, what we've discovered and what we just actually went out and quoted for with a church in Denver, about four campuses, we looked at those campuses. You can purchase your energy from other locations. It doesn't have to be from your specific provider that you might get from your home. In Colorado, it's Xcel. That's kind of the big one out here, Xcel okay. Energy. You don't have to purchase from them. You can get it from a third party. And they'll buy contracts, and you can reduce the energy bills significantly if you're in a down year of pricing. So they'll put you in kind of like a multi-year contract on the energy, and that's the price that you'll pay for your energy per therm or per kilowatt hour in some cases at that location. So this one in particular, we found out it was gonna save this church $8,000 a year on their energy if they ended up switching, which is unbelievable. Mm. So you can find these really strange niche type solutions that are able to kind of scratch a little bit extra off the top. And again, what can you do with $8,000? That's a lot. That's a lot of money per year that you can bless people with. So,
Oh man, I can see moving those funds into other benevolence, outreach, youth programs, programming, whatever, you know. Very good. Wow. Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
It's cool
that's
stuff.
Good to know. That's good to know. That's very, very interesting. So, and a lot of the things like what you're talking about there with the energy brokerage, things like that are coming to the forefront for churches to take advantage of when it comes to technology. Yep. And one of the things I talk about in my book a lot about is that we definitely want to look at the big picture, and we want to integrate things where we can. And this is all kind of new to a lot of smaller churches, but I think what you're offering is something that they're going to really love. So yeah. I'm going to kind of veer just one more time to your personal walk in terms of technology, your career, and maybe what tech has taught you that you feel that every church, say every church tech team member, should learn. What is it that a church tech team member should learn sooner rather than later? Maybe something they should think about now, because down the road, this is going to pop up. So you definitely want to be ready for it. Is there anything you could kind of toss out there in that respect?
Yeah. Oh, man. I love that. And I think it's a great question. So all throughout the Bible, you can see examples of massive turmoil. And also all throughout the Bible, you can see examples of people who have both accepted the help from their friends and have not accepted the help from their friends. So you can see, right, you see the situations where people rely on others and the community in Christ that they have, the benefits that come from that. The people that try to do everything on their own, you can see the curse that comes from that. There's an issue with trying to do it all on your own. Even to the point of, you know, sometimes people try to do it without God, which is impossible. And so I think really the biggest thing that I have discovered is that through partnership, through community, and through just an overall mission to accomplish together, so much more can be done. Wow. And particularly along the lines of new strategies, thinking about the Church IT Network conference that we went to and that we met at, what an incredible group of people to rely on. If we have questions, if we can't figure something out, even as someone as really what I would consider an expert in this field myself, I rely on people. We have strategic advisors. We have cybersecurity advisors that come in. Again, talking about the energy brokers that we just mentioned, we bring in an expert when I'm not familiar with something and I can't, you know, explain it in the best way possible. If I'm confident in something, great. But what's the problem with bringing someone else on there who might have a different perspective? So relying on each other in community to, you know, really sum it up.
Wow, that's awesome. Man, you got it. You hit the nail on the head there. Wow, partnerships are so critical. And we can't be too proud, right? You know, and then the Bible also lets us know that in all our getting, we should get understanding. And sometimes we may know something, but we don't really understand it. And it's good to ask and get some guidance and get some help from somebody who can really make it happen. So, okay, that's great. That's great. Wow. So I'm going to wrap it up. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our Church Tech Club members and TC Talk listeners? You know, maybe I didn't ask a question you really wanted me to ask. And either that or just, you know, something that you could kind of let small to mid-sized churches know about technology or what, you know, what you guys bring to the table.
Yeah, definitely. So the one thing kind of more selfishly is just, hey, if we can help someone, let someone know. If you know of another church or a partnering IT guy, IT gal, whoever it might be, who we can help.
Yes.
Let them know about us. We would be honored to be a part of that. And that same offer of we will help for free is there. Just, you know, as long as you're a church, faith-based organization, or a nonprofit. Now, the other thing I wanted to share, too, is never to underestimate the power of giving. Mm. We obviously love to be generous at LAMP Telecom, and we have been blessed as well. I think I mentioned at the beginning, we just planted a church about 5 or 6 weeks ago. It was September 15th. We had a group we ended up having plant this church, about 48 people. Our pastor is awesome, and things have gone really well. But it's expensive to plant a church. Sometimes it's pretty expensive to just do church. I mean, like, if you have ever planted one, anybody who's listening here, anybody who has ever tried to plant a church, they know that it is challenging. So never underestimate generosity. We had a couple, actually some clients of mine that have offered very generously to donate things to support the ministry. If you have old church tech, don't throw it away. bless another church, maybe one that's planting, maybe one that's less fortunate, be a part of just a giving ministry. And if you do something like that, you will be a huge support to those organizations that are just starting out and those budding ministries. So,
oh man, that's on time right there. That's on target. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I got to tell you, Zach, you brought the fire today. You brought the fire. So where can listeners find you online? I'm going to see if I can pull up. I think I have the right information here. Let's see. I've got https://lamtel.com. Is that a good website?
That's the one. It spells Lamb Telecom. I thought I was being all creative. Turns out that I just made it difficult. So. But it just spells Lamb Telecom.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I'll fix that. But definitely.
No, that's correct. That's the right website. So yeah,
oh, I see.
That's good.
I see. Actually, it worked out, right? .com.
It kind of works.
And it's in your name already.
Yeah.
That's real integration right there. So
I tried. I thought I was getting creative, like I said. It just ended up being more difficult than it actually should have been. So.
I get it. I think that's good. And we're finding today that most people are getting more familiar with tech, so it's a little easier than when we first started out. It may have been confusing to people, but I think most people can get it today. So very good.
Yeah.
Hey, you said some things that really, I think, will inspire our listeners. I want to encourage all of our listeners to definitely check out what Zach is doing and his team. You know, I'm excited. I think that there's some things that we're going to look at you personally for, and I hope that many others will take advantage of what you've heard here today. Reach out to Lamb on their site. They have a lot of good data about how many people they've touched and reached, and it's, I think it's 25 states I saw or something like that online.
Yeah,
so
might
so
be more
it doesn't
now,
matter
actually.
Where you are. Oh, it's even more now. Wow, it doesn't
I think
matter
so. Yeah.
Where you are, yeah. Reach out and find out more, and I think you might be able to be a blessing both to your own ministry as well as to others as you support them so they can continue to do what they do. Again, thank you, Zach. We appreciate you so much, and we hope to have you back again at some time in the future. Maybe we'll hone in on something particular. I mean, right now we're just kind of in this season of the podcast. We're just kind of letting people know general things about tech and some of the big picture stuff. Think about a lot of things before you just dive in. Know a little bit more. So that's kind of where we are in this season. But I hope that we can have you back. Maybe we can pinpoint some things and even dig a little deeper. So thanks so
That'd be
much.
Great.
I appreciate you. Tell you, your team as well that we appreciate them for letting you be with us on today.
Thank Absolutely. You. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. And this has been fun.
All right. Great. So there you have it, all of our listeners out there. Another great episode. Zach brought the fire today, and he talked about a lot of things. I jotted down some notes. I mean, it's just some good stuff that they're doing. I really like that they kind of have all the pieces and parts that you need so you can find everything that you need for building out your IT house. They've got it, and that's a really big plus. And it's a lot about what he said about your, you know, the stewardship portion of it. One of these days, maybe we'll do an episode where we do some scripture just on some of the things around giving. But I also want to encourage you, regardless of whether you are male or female, he said something today that kind of triggered this reminder to me that a lot of times we think tech is only like a guy, but it could be a gal, right? And it doesn't matter. Also, not just youth, but it could be somebody that's elderly. Maybe you're a little older and you feel like, I don't think I can do this. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't really matter. You can actually be an assistant in your ministry in terms of tech. And so there are plenty of opportunities out there. So again, thank you all, listeners, for being with us on today. We want you to be blessed, and we encourage you to have God's favor with you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
That brings us to the end of this TCTC Talk episode. Thanks to our guests, highlighted companies, and our amazing audience, that's you, for joining us during today's exciting discussion of relevant technology topics for ministry. We hope the value in this episode was evident and beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platforms or find all episodes at lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. That's spelled lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Be sure to come back next week for a fresh discussion of technology for ministry. Until then, Jonathan wants to remind you that the Church Tech Club's motto is about motivating you to do three things: ask, learn, do more.